child, please. Certainly. It's that man again. Militarily, he's magnificent. Strategically, he's super aberrant. Tactically, he's terrific. But his invincible ineptitude ensures that he's still...
Bring her up there! Of all the lovelier leg swingers I ever did see!
Hey, are you addressing me?
Yes, you! Come on, let's have you!
Have me? But I ain't in your army.
Never mind! As long as we're here, you does as I say, see?
Oh, gee, I wish you weren't here. You Tommies give me the willies.
Oh, they does they? You report to the orderly room, see? It's Jenkins for you, see?
Oh, I wish he wouldn't do that. Ever since these troops have been billeted here, everything's gone haywire, including the boss. I wonder where he is.
Whoa!
Have 10,000 soldiers pass this way?
No, boss.
Then they must have gone the other way.
Gee up there.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
Come back here.
Why?
What are you doing on that horse?
Threading a needle. What do you think?
I'm a gorilla.
Oh, gee. Did they make a monkey of you, boss?
No. But have you ever heard of Marshal Tito?
Sure, boss.
Well, I'm his brother, Tom Tito.
Where have you come from? The Boog?
Yes, through the bottle and juke with some beer and a move.
Well, what made you do it, boss?
Well, someone said I was a bit of a Sebastopol.
But who are you going to fight, boss?
Well, don't ask me. Ask the horse.
Does he talk, boss?
Of course not. Do you, Gigi?
Don't be ridiculous. I'm a horse.
There you are, Sam. He doesn't talk. Now, put him in the spare room and tell him to leave his tail through the keyhole.
What for, boss?
Well, when it's time to get up, I can give him a tug. And, Sam, slip down to the post office and send a birthday telegram.
Who to, boss?
Princess Elizabeth, of course. Hello? Oh, that's not cricket.
Yes, but I've got lots for them people.
Oh, no, that's not cricket.
Well, I have an idea that the old donuts are not tall in a bollock circle.
Oh, I say, that's not cricket.
What was that, boss?
Baseball. Now, look, Sam, we can't be on parade all day. Let's fall out.
Sure, boss. Listen, you big palooka. What about the back money you owe me? If you don't pay me right now, I'll slap you down.
Sam. What's all this? What's the matter with you?
I'm doing my best, boss.
Your best?
Yeah, boss. You said let's fall out.
Sam, you fathead. I suppose if I told you to follow suit, you'd chase a sweep up the chimney.
Sure, boss.
You know, you shouldn't be let out alone, Sam.
But what about the soldiers, boss?
Oh, yes. Well, come with me. We'll go down to the railway station and change the guard.
Ah, mia simpatica cara bambina.
Shh. Sam, something's going on here.
Oh, my puppy, come to your peppy.
Sam, he's purting with Floppy Poopa.
Oh, Senor So-So, you're so different.
I'll say he is. He's got a bowler hat and earrings on. And look, Sam, he's powdered his umbrella.
Ah, mia bella innamorata.
The language, this is disgraceful. So-so, making love to my fiancée.
But you're always trying to avoid her, boss.
Yeah, maybe, but no one proposes to her without giving me notice in writing.
Miss Poo-Poo, you are divine.
He's calling her a sofa.
You must be careful, So-so. Squire Handley might hear us.
Squire Handley? Ha! He's a proper turp.
Do you hear that, Sam? Calling me a bottle of turps. I'll take that dark stain off his face.
You must give him the goodbye. Marry me. Let us plight our broth.
I must have a basin full of this.
On your cheek, I will plant a fond carouse.
He's going to pour beer in her ear.
Am I sure I can trust you?
Forever will I be your faithful swine.
Swine, eh? So that's why he's wearing his old pig sty.
Ah, my heart is all of a flitter.
Disgraceful. As my scriptwriter Shakespeare said in an early edition of Itmar, sharper than serpent's fangs it is to have a toothless child. I never thought a toupar could be so poo-faced. Terrible.
Oh, there you are. There you are, my dear Mr.
Mr. Connection?
No, yes. Now, you know me. I'm
Antonio.
No. I wish you wouldn't dither so much when I'm a busy...
Body?
Yes. No, I'm the O.C.
I see.
No, O.C.
No, O.C.?
No.
Oh.
See?
Don't start again. Oh.
I've got some very good,
Good gracious, so have I. But they're coming up beautifully. How are yours?
Shocking. Mine are very... heard the news?
Ninepence. Listen to... What's this good...
Well, as a matter of fact, we're evacuum. No, we're leaving.
Oh, that's a considerable. When?
Yes. No. Well, as a matter of fact, it's as soon as past. Now.
Now, I see. Yes.
Haven't you seen it? The telly.
Anybody here see telly?
No. No, I mean a telegram from the war off.
They're off!
They're off! Off!
They're off! Oh, it's a wonderful race. There they are, galloping up. Put me 10 bob on this. What's the best horse?
The best horse?
Yes.
Why, it's a favourite. The favourite. It was a dull. I had it on the tip of me from the horse.
You're too late. The race is over.
What a shame.
It was, yes. Too.
Well, now, what about all these in khaki?
All the soldiers?
Yes.
Well, you'd better give them the order to April.
March.
That's right.
Well, cover in. Creep.
Line.
That's right.
This is the General Forces program from London. Here is the muse led by Cat Butler.
Meow. That is the end of the muse. This is the General Forces program.
Oh, turn it up. Now, about the music. I wonder what piece Gordon Jacob has arranged for us today called so early in the morning. I'll ask Chas.
Oh, here I am, Tom.
What have you got today, Chas?
So early in the morning, arranged by Dr. Gordon Jacob. However, did you know?
Well, I can't tell you. I've got my diplomatic bags on. Play, Chas.
Thank you. Thank you, Chess. I've never heard you play so early in the morning, so late at night, so well. Hello?
Is that Tommy Handley's house?
Allow me, there's a catch here, miss. Listen, little boy, if you want Mr. Handley's autograph, you must write to the boiler house, VH.
Come off it, Dietmar. I know you.
Well, little boy, what do you want?
What about a job on your farm, big boy?
Big boy? I bet he's parked his chewing gum on button B. Now, what can you do besides break windows and write rude words on walls?
Huh, wise guy, eh? Listen, buddy, I can do algebra, geometry, Latin, Greek, and I'm quick on the draw.
Quick on the draw, eh? Sam, lock up the till. Has your father got an old dress suit and top hat?
Sure thing.
Sure thing, eh? Well, bring them down here and I'll use you as a scarecrow. By the way, what's your name?
Fish.
I'll call you Chips.
Well, what do I do?
Mind your peas and vinegar.
Okay, I'll be seeing you.
I bet that kid's got a sawn-off catapult. And a toppy knuckle duster. Now, what on earth can I do with the farm now that the army's gone? Oh, dear, come in.
Might I, Mr. H, to coin a phrase, butt in?
Well, certainly, Mr. Fraser-Coin, or should I say, Mr. Coin a phrase?
No doubt, sir. You've heard the expression, holidays at home.
What, Joe, you mean like bathing in the cistern and digging the sand out of the sugar? Oh, yes, I've heard that.
Well, then, lo and behold, your trouble is over.
How come, old-timer?
Well, now, if you turn your farm, Mr. H, into a seaside resort, you are, to coin a phrase, sitting pretty.
Oh. And that farm girl over there looks, to coin a deco, pretty sitting.
Well, Lord bless me soul, if you can't clear a couple of fowl, you are, pardon my French, a mug.
Then you are, pardon my basic English, a kettle holder.
Hey. Well, now, as the saying is, I must go.
Well, as the saying goes, so you must. Poor chap. I'm sure he's snuff-bound. I wouldn't have a nose like that for a box of leaden soldiers.
Head and shoulders? Certainly. Smile, please. Watch the bird here. Thank you.
Yeah. He'll come in very handy, that fellow. I'll get him to snap my fingers at the tax collector. Now, first of all, I'd turn much fiddling farm into a typical seaside boarding house. I'll hang a bathing costume out of the window, nail a kipper under the table, and cook a couple of cabbages, and then I'll get the real atmosphere.
Can I do you now, sir?
Ah, well. That red coat of yours. You're just... Want to go out and post a letter now? You're just the woman I wanted.
Oh, sir. I've waited to hear those words. When will it be, Mr. Tom?
Right away, Mrs. Gat. As soon as you can possibly get ready.
I've got me bottom drawer full, sir.
What's in it besides spam and kittens? Now, we'll need linen for about 40 rooms.
40, sir? Won't one be enough for the two of us?
What are you talking about?
I thought we were going to get hitched up, sir.
Not in these trousseaus. Besides, my braces haven't come back from the cleaners.
Oh, sir.
No, I'm going to open this place as a seaside boarding house, Mrs. Mott. And I'm going to put you in charge.
Oh, what have I got to do, sir?
Well, at mealtimes, if anybody asks for a second helping, play the piano loudly. Haven't you ever kept a boarding house, Mrs. M?
What, me, sir? Why, I've only got to put me aspidistra in the window and they'll flock in.
I bet they will. But this is going to be a posh boarding house. We'll have the menus done in French, and if anybody asks what it is, tell them it's off.
What about a card for the window, sir?
Oh, yes, we'll have one of those printed. Let me see now. I know. No connection with the house next door.
And no nonsense after 11.
That's right. That's quite right. Now, we want some notices, you know, like, don't hang your hat on the staggered bay, or don't strike matches on love locked out. Oh, yes, and please don't use bacon rind for bookmarkers.
Leave them to me, sir. I'm up to all their little games.
I bet you are.
I've brought this for you, sir.
Oh, isn't that nice? What is it?
It's what I call the lodger's lament.
Looks like a hairnet full of hash.
TTFN.
ABABABAB.
What's that, sir?
Four sailors and a wren. Al. I wonder what I'd better call this new boarding house. Cow View wouldn't be a bad name. Or Bulla Vista. Now, what have I got for the dining room? Let me see. There's a card table, a mustard spoon, an eye bath, an egg flogger. But nothing to drink out of.
Because
yes?
There's a guy outside turning somersaults.
Just what I want, a tumbler. Send him in.
This way, sir.
Here we are again, full of fun and frolic. And a smell of carbolic. Why, it's comical, Chris. I thought you wrote in the joke shop at Giggleswick.
That's right. And here I am with a new wallet full of wisecracks and wheezes.
Well, have you got anything for a whimsical schoolmaster?
Yes, a raspberry cane.
I see, it's fruity, but it's fun. Well, you're the very man I want for my holidays at home week. Now, what's your latest wheeze, comical?
Well, I've noticed a camouflage comic.
Oh.
The audience can't see me.
Well, they can't even see your jokes, anyway. What's up? How is it done?
Oh, like this, see? I pull this string. And where am I?
Well, that's amazing. Where are you?
Look out! Don't walk through me!
It's all right, I'll wipe my feet. Tell me, where can I get a ball of that magic string?
What are you wanted for?
Well, I could knock at doors without running away.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll get you one.
Right, well, you know the way out. Straight up the stairs.
Of course I do.
That's a good one. I camouflage the stairs to look as though they went down. I'll book him for my boarding house. Oh, hello, Aunt Sally. Where have you been?
All round the farmyard, dear boy, spraying the little piglets with eau de cologne.
Oh, really? And I suppose you put their tails in curlers, eh? I bet they had a swill time.
I'm going to knit little woolly jumpers for them.
Yes.
I'm sure they were cold. They were all huddling underneath their mother.
Oh. Why? Was it raining?
And I combed the little cowlet.
No, you better not do that to the little bullets.
And tomorrow at milking time, I'm going to play my harp to the dear cows.
What are you going to play? Warm Hands I Love?
Well, I thought of playing them some Chopin.
Well, if they don't like Chopin, Tchaikovsky. But whatever you do, don't teach them the rumba, or you'll have to change the tune to Cheese You Have Loved. Do you know I'm turning this place into a seaside boarding house, Auntie?
Are you, dear boy? Oh, that'll be the cat's nightie.
Oh, really? Are you sure you don't mean the dog's dinner jacket?
And I'll ask that charming Miss Poopah to stay. She's very keen on you.
Oh, don't do that, Auntie. What'll my teacher say if I go back to school with a ring on my finger?
Well, you can't always be a bachelor. I've heard a little wifey works wonders.
And I've heard Will Fifey in workers' playtime.
Now, be a good boy, Tommy Wommy, and do as Auntie tells you. I go, I come back, as that dear man says in Tuesday night at 9.
Ah, dear. She's a dear old thing. She thinks that Frankie Sinatra is a piece of piano music. Why, it's Jack Cooper. Isn't that suit due to go back? I hope you've got something appropriate for holidays at home, Jack, besides a bottle of Nap-Bite lotion and a pair of seaweed trousers.
Yes, I've got a song. It's called Make Way for the Boys.
Well, I'd rather hear The Lost Curd or Make Way for the Girls. Well, the boys have all gone away, Jack.
Well, I can't alter it now, Tommy. It's too late.
Well, you make sing-song for the boys, and I'll make headlong for the bar.
When the clouds were dark and all seemed dreary, then there wasn't time to wait, for the foe was at the gate. Life was hard and fortune's smile more weary, but that day has passed, the sun at last shines through. So make way for the boys returning home, with the girls from the land, the sea and home. soon they'll come to the drum. There's an echo and a hum, all to stir for a welcome of their own. Stand aside as they ride upon the tank, through the crowd beaming gratitude and thanks. Hoist your flags, don glad rags, when they dump their old kit bags for good in home, sweet home. Through the years of toil, well, hearts were be truly. Hope was never in despair, faith and valor everywhere. All who marched as one knew well that duly, let them come who would, the right and good prevail. So make way for the boys returning home, with the girls from the land of sea and moon. Soon they'll come to the drum. There's an echo and a hum, all to stir for a welcome of their own. Stand aside as they ride upon the sand, through the crowd beaming gratitude and thanks. Hoist your flags, don glad rags, when they dump their old kit bags for good in home, sweet home. When they dump their old kit bags for good in home, sweet. Yes?
Boss, you better get cracking. There's a trainload of holidays makers arriving.
What, already? Why, we haven't had time to dig the last lot of dried egg off the tablecloth yet. Head them off, Sam. And in the meantime, you better putty up the teeth marks in the rolls and put up a notice. Don't throw darts at the waiter when he's picking the crusts off the floor.
Well, for double four.
I know there's a fortune in this.
Oh, dear. Tommy-wommy.
Yes, Auntie.
Such a surprise for you, dear boy. Poppy Poopa's arrived.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm afraid I can't see her now, Auntie. I promised to take Sam for a trip in my new two-seater torpedo. We've been ordered to sink a couple of pints.
Oh, but you must see her. Come in, Poppy dear.
Oh, hello, Squire.
Hello.
You might have been at the station to meet me.
Well, I'm sorry, but somebody's pinched my alarm clock socks and my foot went to sleep.
Now I'll leave you two lovebirds together.
Don't go.
No one can ever accuse me of being a nosy posy.
Well, I'm delighted to see you, Poppy, but I can't stop. I'm just packing up to go to South America.
But your auntie's put up the band.
Well, that's the 10-mile limit. But I must go to South America because I have to consult my uncle in Ontario.
Ontario is not in South America.
Hey? Oh, isn't it? Well, somebody's been mucking about with my map.
Oh, every time our wedding's fixed, you have to go and see your relations about something.
Yeah, that's the worst of these long series. You see, Poppy, my uncle Pedro Persico lives in Pernambuco, and he married the Princess Popocatépetl of Patagonia, and they settled in the patio in Polynesia Parade. Now, Pedro the Pantryman of Polynesia Parade Patagonia was properly nonplussed.
You're making this up.
I couldn't, it's too good. And Princess Popocatépetl had previously popped the question to Don Juan, the dubious diplomat from Dalmatia. She found that Don Juan was a done man, and when my uncle Pedro Persico arrived pronto from Patagonia, he pursued Princess Popocatépetl, who owned a marzipan mine at Mombasique. Now, her father was...
I won't hear another word. I'm going up to your auntie's room and tell her you're a heartless humbug.
They call me Heartless Handley. In the wilds of Pimlico... But am I really heartless? Ask Fred Heartless. He should know. But come what may what come, in bootle, 'twill be told. Beneath these tattered trousers, there beats a heart of gold. Now, Montezuma's daughter had a flowing black moustache. And
excuse, please, mister.
How dare you interrupt my tomilog written with such sparkle by A.P. Sherbert. What do you want?
Mister, you buy Welsh dresser from Tony Pandey? Very handy.
No, thank you. The last one who dressed me put a leak in my mouth and said, press tatin. Oh.
Oh, what pity. Well, then, mister, you buy very nice pair of boots. Very squeaky. Oh, creaky.
Isn't he sweet, eh? Every time he sneezes, some chocolate drops.
Oh. Well, mister, you buy nice cure for vermin. Very German.
No, I tell you what, I could do with some china vases, same as Mars's.
Oh? Anything else, mister?
Yes, some cushion covers, same as Mother's.
Oh, all right, Mr. Ziz. I go. I come back.
He'll do a... He'll do a rattling trade with doorknobs. Now, I must arrange a rake-off. Talking of rakes, I wonder where So-So is.
Ah, there you are, Mr. Holliday.
Oh, hello, So-So. I want you to open the cafe behind the cowshed.
Good. I will handle your guest. I am the very chop.
Very chop? What do? Gristle while you work? Now, you know how to make ice cream, I suppose.
Oh, yes, Mr. Appetizer. I will get a freezer with hanging bicycles.
You taking me for a ride? You mean icicles.
And with it, I will make the ice cream woofus.
Woofus, eh? Sounds like a dog blowing a cornet. Well, what else will you sell in your cafe?
I will also provide the snakes.
But what are they, cream puff adders?
No, snakes on the counter.
Oh, I've seen them talking to the barmaid. Yes, I do.
And some days, I would have potato crisps.
Potato crisps? You'll have to get permission from Sir Stafford Spuds. Well, go to it, So-So, and don't forget I want 10% of the profits.
I will do better, Mr. Agentry. I will give you 9.
Well, I'm on a date. Make it 7. What's the time now?
6.
6? How many beans make 5?
4.
How many pigs went to market?
3.
He knows that, too.
You are a 1.
All square. And, by the way, So-So, if you see Poppy Poopah, propose to her for me, will you?
Poppy Poopah! Oh, tesor!
Yeah, I bet he spends his honeymoon on cruise station.
Mr. Randley.
Well, what is it you want?
Well, now, a man went into a seaside boarding house and said, what do you charge per person per bed and board? The landlady said, 10 and 6. Then the man said, what do you charge per person per bed and no board? And the landlady said, 5 bob. And the man said, how much per board and no bed? And the landlady said, 5 and 6. So the man said, I'll either take the bed without the board or the board without the bed. What'd the landlady give him?
The bird.
That's right.
Well, now I must arrange a proper opening for Cowview. I'll get the mayor.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
Boss, something terrible's happened.
Don't tell me Charlie Shadwell swallowed a bullseye and can't button his coat.
No, boss. But your new boarding house has been taken over by the army.
What, again? This is the General Forces Program. Oh, play, Charles. Go on.
You'll be listening to Tommy Handley and Itmar with Horace Percival, Sidney Keith, Dorothy Summers, Dino Galvani, Bill Stevens, Gene Capra, and Diana Morrison. The singer, Jack Cooper. The BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Charles Shadwell, script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.